This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American
right.
dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, sit up to the website, right? Make sure you're paying attention to what goes on, right? Being part of the solution, as I always like to say. In all seriousness. Sick people. You guys have sent me some really, really cool stories here. And I'll try to get some of them. But I find it interesting. You know, the young shooter. God, I hate when I do this to you guys. And I don't do it on purpose. I wrote the notes down and I didn't. The young man who, you know, the most recent shooting that we had. And we never talk about mental health anymore. When it comes to these guns and the shooters and all this other stuff, we just don't talk about it. Is it because it's uncomfortable? We don't want to accuse anybody of being sick or possibly being sick? I mean, really, think this thing through. It's almost like everything else is going on. I'm going to talk about this later on as well. All the stuff you can't talk about anymore. When now, if you talk about somebody's weight or problems with, you know, there's more kids that are obese on college campuses, more kids that are obese here, these kids are doing this over here. They don't stop and say, hey, thanks for bringing that up because it is really a problem. Obesity in this country is out of control. Right? And now you become a fat shamer. Think about it. So you care about somebody's health enough to say, hey, stop shoving those brownies in your mouth. Get off the couch. Do something. Right? No, you can't. You can't do that stuff anymore. And it doesn't matter whether it's that or anything along those lines. What do we have? We have fat shaming. If you sit your daughter down, I was accused of being part of the rape culture. Because I said, you know, when my daughters or if, you know, when they went off to college, it was more of a conversation of watch out where you are. Right? Because you never know. You look away from that drink for a second. You don't know what somebody's going to put in it. Now here, the imbeciles that are running this state. Yeah, you heard me. The imbeciles. The morally dead, spiritually dead, soulless group of men and women. I don't get this one at all. I'm putting a bill forward here in California to legalize the date rape drug for recreational use. Help me understand that. Who's recreation? Right? I mean, come on. Is it recreation of the guys that want to go out and have sex with anybody they want to? Just slip them the drug, all is going to be fine. Come on, I talked about this last week, but apparently it hasn't sunk into some. How do you say, here's a drug that they use to knock a girl out in most cases to the point where they can, we'll just say they can have any kind of sex they want with them without her objecting. What girl do you know is going to say, hey, give me one or two of those because I want you to take advantage of me in every way, shape, manner, or form possibly, and I just don't want to know about it. Really? I don't get this. This makes absolutely no sense to me. But these lunatics in Sacramento try to justify this. You know what I mean? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'm talking about Brandon Scott. He was the FedEx shooter. You know, the problem here, the reason it's kind of died off and, like, dwindled away, you see, there weren't all black people or Jewish people that he shot. Right? There wasn't a MAGA hat on. He didn't say, you know, hail Trump before he started shooting or something like that. This is how sick the mainstream media is. And, but his mom called the FBI on him last year. That he was sick. He had some real problems. Right? I mean, she thought he had a mental illness. She wanted to get some help for him. She thought that he was extremely depressed and he may kill himself. Now, you would think with somebody who had plenty of guns that were registered, you're getting a call like this from mom. This isn't from a nosy next-door neighbor who just doesn't like the family living next to them. This is mom. And she didn't say, I'm worried about him going to shoot up a store or something, or a club. I'm worried about him taking his own life. I don't know what to do. Now he goes out and does this, and it's the gun's fault. Not the mental illness. Right? Not the FBI for dropping the ball again. And you can't, look at, you can't take them seriously. I'm telling you, you're as sick as they are when they start screaming about, you know, we got to do something about this gun violence. And you say Republicans don't want to do anything about it, only want to do it, the Democrats. You're just delusional. There's no other way to put it. When you have, again, I mean, these guys are on their way to break another record this year. And now with the cops standing down and not really engaging with everything, this weekend, Chicago violence, 26 shooting victims, 5 dead, including a little girl. A little girl in line at like a McDonald's drive-thru. 7 years old. Where's the outcry? Where's Jackson? Where's BLM? Where are the Democrats? Where's the outcry? There isn't any. Because, again, they don't care. Dr. Richard Melson joins me after the break. Tell me, senior host. Don't go far. A lot more coming.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive. Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252, 800-296-1252, 800-296-1252.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always, always, always appreciate your time with me. I really do. I mean that. Whether we agree or don't agree. See, unlike the left, I'm okay with non-agreement, as long as you're civil about it. And, well, even if you're not so civil sometimes, I'll give you a little grace. But seriously, tune in, take a listen, take a different stand. I don't care. Just be respectful. We have a chat room that runs off the website, realside.com, where you can have some great conversations. Smarter people than myself are in there having a great conversation. And sometimes when they get bored, you find some great recipes in there as well. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me. She does every week. We refer to her as Dr. B. And, again, if you're having issues with depression, anxiety, confusion, so much more going on right now, she's here to help. But, Dr. B, there's a problem because, according to the left, mental health in this country is not an issue, not a problem. I don't even know how you're getting anything accomplished, you know. What a waste.
That's because
I don't know.
They're all mentally ill. That's why they don't think it's an issue. It's so funny because I tell people, when they come in, I've had patients over the years say, am I crazy, Dr. B? Am I crazy? I feel crazy. And I always tell them that if you were, you wouldn't know about it. The fact that you think you are means you're not. It's the ones out there that think they're just fine, like Maxine Waters.
Oh, yeah.
You know, a blonde today. I'm like, why are we listening to mentally ill people? She's inciting violence. She's telling everybody, do what you need to do. If that Derek Chauvin is, you know, innocent. Got Nancy Pelosi, right, who's literally a drunk, needs to go to meetings. I mean, we could have a show just diagnosing.
Oh, Congress. Can you imagine? Listen, let's do that sometime. Let's run down Pelosi, Schumer, Waters, Sheila Jackson Lee. She would be a lot of fun.
Oh, my goodness. God bless her. God bless her and her hats, right? Is she the one? No, who's the one? One of them wears hats.
One of them wears. No, that's that. Oh, you're thinking of the woman out of Florida. She is hilarious. You know? Yeah.
Somebody will tell me her name soon.
I love those people. I really, I got to tell you, they're very colorful. I love that. So.
Yes.
All right. So, but really, sincerely.
We're not the crazy ones.
No. Well, I don't know. People would argue with you about me, let me tell you what. But, when you look at Waters getting up there and telling them, you know, go out in the streets, you know, cause trouble in essence. I mean, there's no other way to put it. Listen to what she said. If we don't get what we want, not if we don't get justice served, if we don't get what we want, this is what I want you to do. And then what happens? The other lunatic in the room comes out, Pelosi, and defends her. If this was Trump, they would want impeachment papers drawn by five, right?
Yeah, it's not about fairness. It's so not about fairness with them, their rules, and they tweak it just enough, right? But it was so, she's calling for confrontation, right? Like legit, just incredible. It's already a volatile situation. We know that. Right. And this is for mentally ill people. And it's so sad because I feel bad for all the people that truly deal with depression, anxiety, and suicidal ideation. And then you've got these people that are legit lunatics, legit. Something very wrong with their heads, if not their hearts. And just the hypocrisy shows you that how, to me, ill their souls are. It goes farther than mental illness.
I want some medical terms here, though. I mean, some of them really believe that there's nothing wrong with them, and they really believe that their viewpoint of issues in the world are right, and we're the ones that are sick, and we're the ones that need help. That can't be just simply narcissism, is it?
No. It can't be. And that's where I said you have to go to what's going on in their heart and who they're driven by. And it's pure darkness, because that's just what darkness does. Being a Christian and a mental health professional, I think that sometimes the two, the two can combine. When I'm diagnosing somebody with a mental disorder, I have also, seen spiritual issues that are leading to it, and sin issues. And, I get poo-pooed a lot, from both biblical, like pastors and the mental health field. That's where there's no spot for me sometimes, but I've made a way because, there are some pastors that say, just use the Bible. Mental illness is not a thing. And then I've got psychologists saying mental illness is a thing. You can't bring God into it. So if you marry the two, you get people with personality disorders, histrionic, narcissism, borderline. I would probably put most of the Congress, specifically the liberals, at borderline personality disorder, the ones that aren't narcissistic. And borderline personalities, there's narcissism in it. Histrionic in it. There's all kinds of things in it, and they make everybody around them crazy and feel crazy because they want to control it. They're very passive aggressive, very. So I would say, we see a lot of BPT, borderline personality disorder going on. But you bring the spiritual issue in, right? Then it's
the thing that bothers me the most is that God people, Christian people, who think that you can't, not so much marry both of them, but one has nothing. Look, I always say this, and you can tell me I'm wrong, is that God created the body to function and work a certain way. You feed it a certain way, you know, spiritually and physically. You feed it a certain way, it'll stay healthy, it'll do the right thing. When the chemicals get out of balance, this is where mental health / doctors step in, right? God has made a process by which, whether it's natural stuff or chemical stuff or what have you, to help you bring that back in balance and have people like you talking them into it. You don't poo-poo the science. God created science. I don't have a problem with that. So you can easily marry the two, forgive me, without having a PhD, can't you?
it's a lot. It takes a lot of effort, a lot of education to understand it. And I purposely went to school at secular schools so I could understand the psychology of it, the secular psychology. And it gets, boy, they can get out in the weeds, right? Freud, even though he's called the father of psychology is, wow, that guy, he was
I had a conversation with a guy about well-educated, so I couldn't really fight back. But the opposite to Freud is a guy by Jung, right?
Carl Jung, but yes.
Is that right? And the guy was making his case for him, and I'm going, this is why they call your profession a practice. You guys can't even decide who's right or who's wrong.
No, they can't.
Right?
Yeah, there's a lot of infighting. It always has been. I don't know why I can't talk. It's been a long day. With all these mass shootings, I called it. Go look at my Facebook about a month ago and said, I said, hey, call it. I'm calling it. They want to have gun control, and so they're going to psych you out, and they're going to report every single thing that could possibly be a mass shooting. And they are. And we're finding out.
Except for the little girl that was killed in Chicago. Well, we got to go for a break. Be back in a minute. Put a pause on that. I want you to bring it back up when we come back. Don't miss your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There are so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Jurors have been sequestered after beginning deliberations in the Derek Chauvin trial. Closing statements wrapped up late Monday afternoon as the prosecution and the defense made their final arguments in the trial of the former police officer charged with murder in the death of George Floyd. Chauvin is charged with second-degree unintentional murder, third-degree murder, and second-degree manslaughter. If convicted of the most serious charge, second-degree murder, The former police officer faces up to 40 years in prison. And former Vice President Walter Mondale has died, according to a statement from his family. Mondale served under President Jimmy Carter after spending 12 years in the U.S. Senate. He made his own run at the White House in 1984, unsuccessfully challenging President Ronald Reagan. In his later career, he served as ambassador to Japan under President Bill Clinton. Walter Mondale was 93. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate, that's more like it.
We are back. Come see your host. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I remember last week I had the fellow on that invented, if you would, the medical mask exemption cards. And you want to head over to maskexemption.cards, maskexemption.cards, and just do promo code Joe to get 15% off the cards. And, I've been told by plenty of people now that they work. They've been working. They do work. It provided somebody. But most of the time, you're going to have a young person look at it and go, yeah, okay. They're not going to get involved in the confrontation, which is probably a good thing to a big degree. So don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to stand up for yourself. Now you got a little bit of information on the card. Looks very official. It's not given out by any government agency, okay? So let's get that done now. MaskExemption.cards, MaskExemption.cards. Dr. B joins me. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me. She does every week to try to help diagnose America. She takes her an hour here alone to try to get through our stuff. So, Dr. B, thanks for being with me.
These cards are the best. I am never taking it off. I've got the lanyard that says mask exempt. I've got the other side. It's vaccination exemption.
Those two. I forgot about that. Yeah, that's great. And you know, what's really funny is what you're not hearing about right now is the, and we'll get to this other stuff in a minute, over 3,000 people, and 3,000 that we can actually grab from the CDC, over 3,000 have had terrible reactions. I'll say reported. How's that? Because we know it's more than that. It's been reported that they've had adverse reactions. Some have even died from it, from the vaccination. That's got to be scary. I mean, think about your mind going, if I don't get it, I'll get COVID. If I do get it, I might die.
It's so sad. On our local, there's just a local page we have here in Texas. Somebody wrote, I don't remember. I should find it. I'm getting all kinds of messages on it. I'm going to see if I can find it.
The guy that did those cards is getting all kinds of, hate mail.
Yay, I've got my card, everybody. Here it is. I have to read this because it's too much. Okay, so this person, I think it's a he, entitled this, "Be Careful Out There." And I'm like, what? This is like the safest place area. Try to avoid mask-related engagements. And so I'm like, what are you talking about? So what it is, this lady posted, just gotten a throwdown in, I'll say TC, so I don't tell it where it is, at a Tom's Thumb, because a mom of two kids decided to touch every piece of fruit she could and create her own strawberry pack with no mask. Can you believe it? It is required. When I made a comment to her, she decided to pop off. She didn't know what was awaiting her. I told her I'm sure she's a great example for her children, respecting others and following the rules. And I gave it to her. What? And so everybody's like, oh, my gosh, people are idiots. Why are they touching fruit? Well, how do you buy fruit? And so you talk about mental illness. I just can't. I can't. We're going to have to come up with some new illnesses.
Well, is this new? Because I've been saying this for months ago. Look,
weird.
People, you go into just stand in the vegetable area or the fruit area of the supermarket. Everybody is picking up fruit and putting it back down, or picking up a vegetable and putting it back down.
Wash
get over
it. Don't
yourself.
You wash it? I wash my fruit.
It's just craziness. In the next hour, I'm actually going to go through some of the numbers and some of the things that are going on. Again, hopeful that YouTube will pull me down forever. By the way, we're on a 2-week lockdown again on YouTube. I don't really care about this stuff. I just put it out there and let them deal with it. But I tell you people, Boxcast, go to my website. That's where you can see it. It's up there as well. Facebook has pulled a couple, too. That's why I don't beat my brains out with it anymore. It just makes me nuts to have to deal with it. I'm not spending my time chasing that stuff. My job is to get the message out there, not chase down these social justice morons and try to make it okay. You know?
Well, and we're the bad guys. That's the thing. And then we have this idiot I want to talk about, because everybody's like, this cannot be happening, Dr. B. So they have that California Ethnic Studies advisor, right?
Oh, yeah. Go for it. Yeah.
George Pacheco, right? I don't even. So what he said, and out loud he said this to teachers in a meeting, in a development meeting, be extra careful about parents seeing what materials are being used. Don't let the parents see it. Welcome to public school in California, guys.
Wow.
It's crazy. So California is now introduced, you know, they have this whole ethnic group. Thank you, Joe Biden. Everybody's got this ethnic group to get this critical race theory nonsense.
Which has been
everywhere.
Debunked a million times over.
Ridiculous.
Yep.
So this guy's promoting it, and he thinks, and he says this stuff out loud. Could you imagine if you and I said this, we would never be able to speak again? One way to rectify colonialism is to support a counter-genocide of white Christians.
Oh, my God. You got to send me the link to that.
He said that out loud.
You got to send me the link to that.
I will do that.
Oh, God.
So California now has this 48 It's crazy. This 48-page ethnic studies curriculum model, and it calls students to challenge racist, bigoted, discriminatory, imperialist, colonial beliefs and practices on multiple levels. Where we have to start is with the boys, white boys. If they're white, they need to be shamed and blamed. And we need to blame oppressive white males who allegedly use genocide, private property, God or religion, patriarchy, and white supremacy in the United States. If they use that in their household or they're raised that way, they are the ones that need to be blamed. And we need to shame them individually, starting in kindergarten. I can't. Why anybody has a child in public school in California anymore with this going on? I can't even. I can't.
I hear. I'm sitting. She can't see me, but I'm shaking my head. I'm like, you know, and people are not paying attention. And then when it pops up, being on the school board myself, you know what happens, right? They call me in a panic. How could you let this happen? I go, whoa. Where were you when we voted on this? Where were you when it was laid out? Where were you when it was being put out there to speak about? Now, I will tell you that yours truly, as you know, and I've seen clips of, I'm constantly speaking out against the deconstructing white supremacy, right? Deconstructing all this stuff. And
white privilege.
Yeah, I mean, but I'll tell you what, I'm going to take a little new tack on this. I'm going to, when they bring up the fact that America is, has systemic racism, I'm going to go, I agree. I agree with you people. America's been, you know, they've had systemic racism since the KKK came into being. And, and the Democrats ran that, just so we're clear. There is systemic racism, and the Democrats are the one pushing it. So when you decide you want it gone, get rid of the Democrats, it'll go away.
Right? There you go. I mean, the most racist people, honestly, are the ones crying racist all the time. Yeah. That is it. I mean, I don't think black supremacy, which we see in BLM, it's black supremacy. How is that better? How is that the answer to white supremacy, which doesn't really even exist anymore?
Well, I'm going to put it out there, and I know you'll go
this
with
where,
me. Go ahead.
Where are we going?
No, you said this is where we, and I was going to let you finish your thought. Oh, you must have hit that age.
Oh,
remember? Yeah.
I don't know. It went. Was I saying something? Are we on the radio?
Stuff like that. I said, you know, any Christian that supports the BLM agenda is against God.
Yeah.
How do you like that? Okay. The
100%.
Reason being is that their own about us says that they are against the nuclear family. Now, how can you be a God lover and be against the nuclear family? It makes no sense.
They'll tell you that. That's what blows my mind. If you listen to what the creators of BLM say, and people are like, oh, yes. I'm like, are you listening to them? Are you listening to what they're saying? And they'll tell you they're Marxists. They'll tell you that they hate white people. It blows my mind.
Well, the patriarchy that has taken over, that's what they'll tell you.
Yes.
Right? And it's kind
sure.
of, oh, wait
yes.
a minute. If you're a Christian from a biblical perspective, God is the patriarch. You know what I'm saying?
He's all of it. And to your point, saying you cannot be a Christian and support BLM, 100%. And Romans 10:12 completely says that. When God talks about that there's no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord overall is rich unto all who call upon him. Basically, everybody he's here for everybody.
Yes.
So if you think that he's not and that one group is better than the other, then you completely just diss God. So that's I have Christian friends that are African American that are going down this path, and I try to talk to them, and it doesn't work.
Just say, look, go to the Word. Show me. My answer to them now is always the same thing. Show it to me in God's Word, and I'll believe you. If you don't show it to me in God's Word, it's just your opinion, and your opinion is worth exactly what it paid for. Anyway, we'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to be with you. Dr. B will be with us as well. We'll be right back.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
We are back. You're listening to the Real Sound on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. One of my favorite guests, I'll put it that way, to have on. Always nervous that she's going to slap me down with something. But anyhow, Dr. B joins me. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me. She does every week to kind of help us get past some of the garbage that's going through our heads. And I do mean it. I mean, if you look at the TV, you're nasty, you conservatives, you're nasty, nasty people. And you don't really care about anybody. And how dare you someone call someone who's morbidly obese, sticking two more Twinkies in his mouth and telling him he could lose weight and be healthier if he stopped eating those. That's fat shaming. Why would you do that to anybody? Isn't that funny how they browbeat us?
Yes.
The answer is
yes.
Seriously, think about it.
Oh, my. No, it's, you're good. You crack me up.
Well, hey, there was a comedian years ago, and he said, he was sitting there eating a hamburger, and one of his fans came up to him and said, oh, my God, you know, I like you so much. I can't believe you're doing that. You know, cheeseburgers is so bad for you. And he threw it down his plate. He goes, oh, my God, I didn't know. He looked at her and he goes, of course I do. I'm enjoying my cheeseburger. Just leave me alone. You know, people always got to be in your face. Always got to be. But seriously, people you love, you should be able to talk to. You should be able to say stuff like that too. You know, I'd like to have you around a lot longer. Stop with the Twinkies. Whatever.
Right. You know? Yeah. Well, to me, it's even, I mean, there's that, but to me, this is like a soul issue at this point. You know, I keep telling people that's not political. It's not political what's going on. It's a spiritual war. Yep. It's huge. And, you know, not enough people, you talk about it, not enough people talk about it. They keep wanting to politicize everything. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, here's the deal. It's good versus evil. And if you're not on the right side, it doesn't matter who you voted for at this point. You know, quit worrying about that. I mean, it does, but I mean in the big picture. So, yeah, everybody's feeling crazy. And
we're all afraid of hurting each other's feelings. When did truth and love end up being a hateful, nasty thing?
I don't know. When I started speaking, apparently, because that's my husband, he's so sweet. Can you do a little love today and a little less truth? Nope. I try, and I do love people. Oh, gosh, there's that thing, too. And that's the thing about love, now that you brought that up. That whole truth and love, you know, love is love and blah, 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 which kills me because the liberals, the left, if you don't have God, you don't have love. You don't have it. The Bible only knows one love, and that is the supreme dominating love of God. And that's what I tell people. So speaking of, you know, truth and love, I think to me it's the love of Christ. It's not this made up rainbow, you know, unicorn love. I think that's what they want. They want the truth, but they want it wrapped in unicorn poop. And that's just not going to happen.
Well, left love is all about you do whatever you want. The way I show you I love you is I won't condemn you for anything you're doing. Everything you do is wonderful and lovely and terrific. And God bless you for doing what you want to do to whoever you want to do it to. Did you heard about the date rape drug here in California, where there's a set of legislators.
Except if you go to church or practice it up there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's. I don't know if some of you haven't noticed we're having minor technical issues. But did you hear about the date rape drug that they're trying to get approved out here in California?
Yes, I put it on my Facebook.
Like, all right. So one girl says, "I'd like two of those because I don't want to know what you're doing to me, but we can sure have a lot of fun together." I mean, what is recreational date rape?
Let's arm the predators. Let's do it. Because it makes sense, Joe. Come on. It makes sense.
The devil's having a field day. Just going, yep, I got where I want him.
Unbelievable, honestly, unbelievable. Yeah, I put that up. I'm looking for it. But, yeah, I put it up there. People are like, why? Just why? Because my friend Melissa Melendez is a state senator there, right?
Yep.
So she's like, look what they've done. And I'm like, your kid is this? No, it's just a Babylon Bee. No, this is what they're paying attention to?
I would say, hey, Melissa, April Fool's Day was 19 days ago. Don't keep it going, right?
Yeah. Unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Yeah, it looks like they took it down. Oh, no, here it is. Yeah, SB 519.
Yep.
The Senate Health Committee just legalized the date rape. What
could it pop for recreational use? I'm a 17-year-old boy. I got a lot of recreational uses for that stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Jeez, I guess serial raping is a recreational
it's crazy.
Opportunity
it's
now?
Just nuts.
Just why? I don't. There's so many other things we could be looking at, like maybe the border issue, maybe, you know, nursing home issues. Maybe, you know, there's so many. Good grief. Healthcare, gas prices.
What's wrong with you?
People suffering, business closing. I know, right? But in the middle of all of this, I'm sorry your business closed and you don't have any money, you have to sell your house. But if you want the date rape drug, we can get that to you.
Well, if you want some recreation, I guess, is what they're... Whatever.
Insanity. Pure insanity. That's evil insanity. You know, I think there's psychological insanity, but that's evil insanity.
Well, think about all these people you're going to have. They've lost their businesses. They've lost their homes. They've lost... they've just lost hope in a big way.
It's so sad.
People are going to need some big help. You know, I was going to say this in the last segment, and I've had some people call me and talk to me about certain things. They go, look, if you're going to get a count, I mean, I'm... you and I joked about this a while back. If you're living now with your spouse, so to speak, I mean, you're living because you're locked in, you're with them 8 hours a day or whatever, and all of a sudden you figured out that maybe the two of you shouldn't be together or whatever. But some of these people tell me about the doctors you're going to see. They go, wait a minute, if you're a Christian going to a Christian church and you're a regular there, why wouldn't you either A, see the pastor, or B, see a Christian marriage counselor? What business do you have going to a secular marriage counselor, right?
Yes, I heard some of that. I think I maxed headroom again.
Well, basically, a Christian
repeat that
couple,
last sentence. If you're living together.
Looking for help, right? A married couple looking for help. Because all of a sudden, they've actually put up with each other for a couple of years. They should be going to a Christian marriage counselor, not a secular one, correct?
For now, yes.
For now?
Yes. They're closing in on that, too. You know,
oh,
our ability
You're right.
to counsel. Mm-hmm. Yeah, in certain states. But yes, for now, yes. Yes, but the funny thing is, I mean, legit, that they're trying to stop Christian counselors. Sorry to go off on a tangent, but it's the funny thing is that if you are a Christian counselor, that you have to counsel gay couples. But you won't be able to counsel Christian married couples.
I counsel them. It's time for you guys, girls, whatever, to break up and... I'd be a terrible counselor.
You would, wouldn't you? I can. I might just help you get your MFT just so I can see you do that. Oh, my goodness. Oh. That would be fun. That's true, hon. You should not be together. Have you heard about Kyle? No. Oh, my gosh. So bad. So going to get my license.
Well, listen, there'd be a lot less fighting because I would tell you to call it quits now. You know, I mean, just get it over with. But no, seriously.
Well, the funny thing is if they take my license away, then I can just do it and nothing can be taken away. So that's have fun with that.
Well, what's weird is I think in California, if you're for the moment, as you put it, if you're a pastor of a church, you can counsel people in marriage and family stuff and all that other stuff from a biblical perspective, which I think is hilarious. But they're going to do away with that, you know, soon because. Some pastor shouldn't be counseling anybody for anything, but that's beside the point. But if you're a regular counselor, there's so many things you can't touch on in California.
Yes,
right?
Yes. Well, they're trying to remove the God from all of it.
Yeah.
Yes. 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 And I'm licensed both in Texas and California. So.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. They've tried to take my license away.
But what, have you mentioned God too many times in a meeting? Or. You're trying to make God too many times.
Pretty much. No, that I wouldn't. It's because that I write that I counsel from a Christian worldview and that I will not see, gay couples unless they're trying to, find their way to Christ and get out of the lifestyle. So.
But don't people, this is the thing I don't understand. They're going to attack you, yet there's a lot of people that go looking for counselors that specialize in certain areas. So what's the difference? What's the big deal? If you specialize as a Christian viewpoint, people should have a problem with it.
They shouldn't. There are all kinds of weird therapists. Yes.
All right.
Yes.
How do people get a hold of you? How do they hear more of you and read more of your writings?
At drbradio.com.
Come on. Make it harder than that.
Did you hear any of that? Am I like still...
No, I joke because you and a few of my other guests have the easiest way to get in touch with you, and I think it's hilarious. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, people. You got me next hour, and we're going to talk about real COVID numbers, real COVID garbage, I'll put it that way, and see if I can get totally thrown off of YouTube. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. I'm Joe Messina.